Good evening, everyone. I'm also impressed to see so many people here on a very hot day, over 40 degrees, up at the Nuns Monastery. I suppose it's been that hot everywhere else. And I think we might create our own fireworks tonight, manifest them as we watch our mind being bounced around by the heat, and then finding a place of coolness in all this heat. So this is a very good opportunity to practice with conditions as they are. And it's a very good lesson to remember that what we're trying to do with our practice is not change things, wait till they change to be comfortable or the way that we'd like them to be in order to be peaceful and happy. We're learning to be with the conditions with a peaceful and happy mind, regardless of the outer conditions of our life. So it's a very good situation tonight, and as we go into the talk, you'll see how this is actually very good grist for the mill for the talk that's to follow. So please make yourselves as comfortable as possible, sitting in a position where you can keep your back straight. Trying to begin the meditation, making the body as comfortable as possible. This is an act of loving kindness. But even if we make all possible efforts to be comfortable in the beginning, we know that things will change during the course of the meditation. The hands can be folded on the lap or resting on the knees. The eyes are lightly closed. And today, because it is very hot and also because the fans are on, there's quite a lot of turbulence in the air. So when we begin a meditation, we don't just try and switch off straight away, because the mind is in transition from the busyness of its ordinary day to the quiet and stillness of meditation. So it's always useful to just take note of what's actually happening in the immediate environment and how that is being felt by the body and how it's being processed by the mind, how it's being reacted to by the mind. So take some time just to be aware of how the body feels externally on the surface. The temperature, where the skin is exposed, what sort of touch contact is happening through the atmosphere and through the wind that's created by the fans. Parts of the body that are exposed will feel slightly differently from the parts that are covered by clothing. So notice that difference as you take stock of the body at this moment. You might even notice that internally there is a lot of heat. That is flowing from inside the body out onto the surface of the body. and there might be moisture where you're sweating. And coolness where the air is touching the sweat. As well as the extra touch contacts and the feelings in the body that they produce, there's also more sound in this immediate environment, close at hand, because of the fans. Notice the impact of that on the ears and on the mind that hears. Once you've established your presence in this moment, in this context, the environment as it is, now is the time to go through the body from the top of the head down to the tips of the toes, not just noticing the heat, but noticing how the body feels generally in other ways. Relaxing areas of tightness, softening where it's hard, relaxing the body from the top of the head down to the tips of the toes. And when you get to the tips of the toes, taking a deep breath in and out and relaxing, letting go of whatever tension remains in the body. And if you need to do that a few more times to feel that you're really present in this moment and relaxed, move the attention through the body. Otherwise, when you're ready, you can take your attention to the flow of the breath at the nostrils. And start to become aware of the process of breathing in and breathing out. Resting the attention on one thing, the breath, is a way to find a place of stillness and peace in the surrounding turbulence. See if you can create that place of stillness in your own mind through resting the attention moment after moment on the breath. Each time the mind moves away, as soon as you know that, very patiently, very gently, just bring the attention back to the breath, breathing in and breathing out. Making peace with whatever this moment contains, outer conditions and inner conditions. Simply allowing them to be, resting your attention on the breath, remaining at peace. So if your mind has wandered away, bring your attention back to the breath. And take 3 conscious breaths in and out. Becoming aware of what this moment of your life contains. How the body feels and how the mind feels. And however it feels, take 3 conscious breaths in and out, making peace with this moment, allowing it to be just as it is. Breathing in, knowing that you're breathing in. Breathing out, knowing that you're breathing out. That is a conscious breath. And however the meditation has been for you, this is a time to rejoice in the fact that you've made the effort to come on this very hot night, on a holiday night, Australia Day holiday, whatever else you could have been doing, you've made the effort and the choice to be here, practicing to purify the mind. So deliberately invite a feeling of appreciation, friendship, towards yourself, into your mind as you reflect on what you've done. And of the effort that you've made in the meditation. Wishing yourself continued strong practice for the overcoming of all sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief and despair, for the realization of true happiness, the realization of Nibbana. And making that wish for everyone here, everyone who's also made the effort to be present, to do the practice. May everyone here enjoy strong practice. May they know the end of suffering and true happiness. And extending that wish beyond the walls of this room to all beings everywhere. May all beings everywhere have the opportunity to practice for their liberation from suffering, for the realization of true peace and happiness, for the attainment of Nibbana. Bringing your attention back to yourself and recognizing that by making the effort to be here and making the effort to practice, you are producing the conditions in your own life to realize the ending of all suffering, the realization of true peace and happiness, the attainment of Nibbana. So as you recognize that, once again, rejoice in the good that you've done, the effort that you've made, and wish that you may be able to continue strong practice for your own sake and for the sake of all beings everywhere. Allowing that feeling to remain with you as we come to the end of the meditation.